At the August 21st Pocahontas County Board of Education meeting, Michelle Jeffers had asked the board for clarification about the status of the sprinkler and fire alarm systems at Greenbank Elementary Middle School and Marlinton Elementary School. Jeffers said that the fire marshal's recent report seems to indicate that those systems are in better shape, quote, than the public has been led to believe, unquote. Superintendent Beam said at that meeting that he would have Ron Hall, the director of maintenance for the schools, provide answers to those questions at a future board meeting. So, Ron Hall appeared at the September 11th Board of Education meeting to answer Jeffers' questions. The first question Hall answered was whether the repairs made during the summer meet the fire marshal standards. Hall said that if they had not met the standards, the state would not have let them open the school, so yes, they did. The second question was how much in addition would it cost to meet any remaining mandatory deficiencies. Hall said that if it is mandatory, there is no waiting allowed. It has to be fixed immediately. Hall added,
every system in this county is up and running to the fire marshal standard. But understand how all this works. Let's use Bronson Elementary. It has over 300 feet of 4-inch pipe. All these pipes, 1-inch, 2-inch, finger out from that big 4-inch pipe and go to all the classrooms and the bathrooms and the closets and all that. What happens is, over time, the corrosive water eats at the threads. That's your thinnest part, is your threads. Anybody that's ever messed with pipe knows that. And that's where they start breaking. And they say, well, why don't you address this before it happens? Okay, where do I start? At which 6,000 feet of the pipe? Because we don't know where the threads are going to break next. I can start on this end and fix them, and they break on the other end. Or I can start on both ends and fix them, and they break in the middle. There is no rhyme or reason to how it works.
Paul then summarized his answer to both of these questions.
I did bring in Fire and Life Safety of America. They did fix the pipes that we had this summer. So everything at this point is operational. What we have, folks, is a temporary fix to a permanent problem.
Hall said that despite the repairs made, it is entirely possible that he could wake up tomorrow and find water all over both the Marlinton Elementary and the Greenbank schools. He added that Fire and Life Safety America has provided a rough estimate that to properly repair the sprinkler systems at Greenbank and Marlinton Elementary schools would cost about $250,000 each, and to properly repair the 35-year-old alarm systems would cost about $100,000 per school. In other actions at the meeting, the board heard from Joe Riley, principal of Pocahontas County High School, who said he is implementing a program whereby CTE seniors who have met their core graduation requirements can spend part of the day working for area companies to gain experience and to already have a job lined up when they graduate. He also said that the 7-period classes seem to be working out well. The board approved routine financial reports, bids for a school bus purchase, and to replace the school zone flasher at Hillsborough Elementary School, field trips, policies, volunteers, and other contracts and memorandums of understanding, as well as a personnel agenda. A link to all of these can be found with this story at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.